From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It's been more than 100 days since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. At the clinic at the center of the case, Jackson Women's Health Organization, better known as the Pink House, supporters continue to show up, though its doors have long been closed. For the Gulf States Newsroom, Maya Miller talks with the local activists about what keeps them coming back.
The final days of the Pink House were chaotic, media from abroad clogging the streets, with abortion rights supporters on one side of the sidewalk and opponents on the other. Back in June, John Osborne was one of more than a dozen there to show support for reproductive rights, even though the state's only abortion clinic was hours away from shutting its doors. On a Saturday morning in October, the street is quiet. But Osborne is still here. On this particular morning, he's one of two older men outside of the abandoned pink building. They hold poster boards nearly as tall as they are that say, "Honk for Choice" and "Row, row, row your vote."
We just feel compelled to keep this issue in front of people.
He's part of a group called Stay Pink. Every weekend, he and a handful of other activists gather on the sidewalk to make sure the fight for abortion rights continues, even though the clinic is closed.
Once the clinic was actually closed, you know, there was a lot of emotion, a lot of reaction. We want to capitalize on that emotional reaction.
As Election Day gets closer, Osborne hopes people driving by will be inspired to join them or go vote. Heidi Barnett co-founded Stay Pink. Sometimes she joins Osborne on the street, but lately she's phone banking and sharing election information across her networks.
The tragedy of overturning Roe v. Wade is people are going to have abortions. They're going to have them anyway, whether they're legal, safe or not. So the minute they pass that, they sign death sentences for so many women.
She says the government hasn't done anything to support or improve day-to-day conditions in a state that has some of the highest rates of maternal and infant deaths. Mississippi State Health Officer Dr. Daniel Edney estimates that 5,000 more babies will be born in the state now that abortion is illegal.
All the babies, what, protected 5,000 more babies when our system can barely handle the 4,000 now? And the antis want to hand them a can of formula and a box of diapers and walk away? That is not healthcare. That is not supporting women and babies.
State leaders have done a couple of things. Both the Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker of the House created legislative committees to make recommendations that support mothers and families for the upcoming session. But members of Stay Pink want something more immediate. When the Pink House was open, volunteers, known as Pink House Defenders, would escort patients past protesters into the clinic. And Barnett wants to pick up where they left off. Her daughter, Rin Allen, was actually the last defender to be trained.
I don't even think they realized that that was going to be the case until after the Dobbs decision got leaked a few weeks after I started.
Allen is grateful that her mom is carrying on the torch.
What does that feel like to you?
I'm really proud of my mom. I'm really proud of John. To be able to sit out there every single day and deal with everybody coming at them left, right, and sideways.
But she hasn't been able to join them, even though she wants to.
And I know a lot of the other defenders feel that way, but there's just some sort of a mental block. Yeah, the feelings are complicated.
She's glad to see so many others getting involved with reproductive justice, but reminds those fighting that it'll be a long haul.
And if you put all of your energy into it right now, you're going to burn out. And that's not useful to you. That's not useful to me. That's not useful to the movement. It's all about sustainability, baby.
For abortion rights activists and opponents, sustainability is top of mind, with midterm elections right around the corner. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.